I wonder if you can imagine looking down on a rough map of the circles of your mind. So rough, in fact, that there's hardly any detail there. It's a bit like plan of a building, one that shows no furniture in the rooms, no fittings, nothing other than the walls and maybe the floors, stairs perhaps. And as you look down on that map of your mind, or sense it in any way you'd like to. First, you can see nothing more than a series of concentric circles, one inside the other. And you can become aware that each circle is a special and separate part of your mind. As you drift down, down, down into it, you become aware that the part you're in, the outer circle, holds every bit of information about you and your life that you can easily think of. Where you live, the things you do, your immediate plans and hopes for the future. And that outer circle of your mind begins to take on more detail as you suddenly realize the amount of information there. Torrent of realization of the amount of information that is held in this part of your mind. Absolutely everything you need to know on a daily basis. Where you live, the way you go to work, the places you like to eat, the people and situations you like to avoid, television programs, clothes, things to be done, things to remember, things you'd like to forget. And no sooner do you begin to grasp the full realization of everything that is there than you discover a doorway. An opening. And instinctively, you know that this is a doorway to the next part of your mind. The next circle of your mind. And you move through that doorway, and you feel yourself letting go of that hurly-burly of that outer self, and everything seems quiet and peaceful, and you gradually become aware that this part of your mind is different. This is where feelings live, and you can sense the connections that exist between some parts of this circle and that outer circle from where you came, and also sense the connections to another circle deeper in your mind that you're not yet fully aware of. And in this circle of your feelings. You become aware of those special thoughts and feelings you have for those closest to you, and maybe unspoken things too. And you can sense some things that momentarily seem less comfortable. Yet in that same instant, you realize that they have just as much a right to be there. That they're just as much a valid part of your life. Are just as much a valid part of you. An honest part of you. Because your feelings, your desires are honest and never lie to you. And as you realize this, everything suddenly seems easier, and you begin to feel so much more comfortable and relaxed within yourself. And you realize that you're somehow drifting from that circle of your mind into the next without making any effort at all. Just drifting through into a place where memories are stored. Memories and experiences. And you find a comforting awareness that everything here is just experience and memory or things imagined. That there are threads that lead to an even deeper part of you. And also to that part of your mind where you were just now, where the feelings live. And there's a momentary awareness that lasts for the tiniest of split seconds. That you can somehow manipulate those threads to find pleasure in your life. A momentary awareness that becomes elusive, like a dream. But you know that it's real, that you've discovered something of great importance that you don't actually need to remember, that it'll work anyway, now that you've experienced that awareness, that you can manipulate those threads of all your experience to find pleasure. And you realize, too, that every single thing in this circle of experience is just an experience, that you can draw what you truly need from this place. And you realize that you discover a knowledge that you've arrived in the deepest part of your mind. That inner circle where your true self lives. The part of you that knows just what to do and just how to do it. And in this place, you are supremely confident that this is the very center of yourself, where everything comes together so beautifully. The awareness of all that is you, your experiences, your feelings, your desires, all the things you know how to do. This part can perform the most glorious task of sifting through all those things. Everything you can do. Everything you can't do. Everything that you should or shouldn't do to find pleasure. Whatever pleasure means to you. In this special part of your mind, no conscious thought is needed to make that happen. No conscious effort. Because this part of your mind is the most powerful and creative part of you. The part that can make things happen just the way you want them to. He's gonna jack it hard in your face. That's what you need. You need him to jack it hard in your fucking little face. Yeah. He's gonna grip that enormous cock and just jerk off right into your fucking little face. That's what you need. You need several large cocks jerking off right into your face. Till you can become covered in cum. You need to be covered in cum. Your face bathed in it. You need to be covered in cum. You're desperate for it. You need it. It's beyond a desire now, it's a need. You can't wait any longer. You must have it as soon as possible. As soon as you can be bathed in cum, the sooner you will be happy. You just need to be bathed in cum. You just need to be at the center of a circle jerk. All those huge cocks all around you, frantically beating it right to your face, ready to spray their creamy hot loads at any moment. And when the first load hits the side of your face, you instinctively open your mouth. And you want to catch it. To catch that cum. It's delightful. It tastes so good. It's what you needed. You needed to catch the cum. You needed to swallow it. You needed to show them what a committed little cocksucker you really are. You're a committed cocksucker. You are committed to sucking dick. You're a committed cocksucker and you can't wait to suck the next dick. You can't wait for the next D. You're a D lover. You're on your knees for the D. It's what you need. It goes far beyond what you want. It has become a need. Something that must be satisfied. You must satisfy this need. You must suck dick. You must take it in your mouth. You must suck all the bulbous, swollen head. You must jerk him off with your hand as you work his head in your mouth, twirling your tongue around the swollen mushroom head of his cock. As you jerk him up and down, up and down. It feels so good to be a cocksucker. Some part of you has always known that you are a cocksucker. It's just what you are made for. You are made to suck cock. You're a committed cocksucker. You are a committed cocksucker. It's what you need. Not what you want. What you need. What you need to be happy. The minimum that you need to be happy is one huge dick in your mouth. And to be even more happy, two huge dicks in your mouth, struggling to find a place down your cocksucker throat. You have the throat of a cocksucker, because that's what you fucking are. You're a fucking cocksucker. So do it. Get on your fucking knees and take some cock. Open your mouth wide and start jacking them. Start jacking as many cocks as you can into your mouth. How many cocks can you jack at once? Two? Three? With your mouth wide open. Just ready to catch that cum. You're ready to catch that cum. You're going to catch that cum. You're going to catch it. You're going to get it. And it's going to be delicious. You love it. You can't get enough of it. You can't get enough of it. It's what you need. Open up your fucking mouth and get ready. Get ready for him to jizz in your mouth. Are you ready? Are you a committed cocksucker? Are you ready to take a big, hot, sticky, creamy, white load down your throat? Are you ready for that load to fill your mouth? To squirt across your tongue? To be rammed down your throat to choke you with its spray? Are you ready? Are you ready for that?
Hot, creamy louds.
I bet you are.
Come shut right down your throat.
I bet you're ready to take it.
It's exactly what you need.
You're gonna take it.
Right now.
You're gonna take it right in your mouth.
It's time to suck a dick.
Right where you need to.
Are you ready? Faggot suck dick.
It's what you need.
You're faggot and faggot.
And you will choke on that jizz. It's impossible to avoid that huge load spraying down your throat, all over your face, all over the inside of your mouth, showing you what you need.
Get ready. You're gonna suck some dick.
Showing you.
You're a faggot.
That it's what you want.
Are you ready? Faggot suck dick.
Showing that you have to swallow.
Faggot and faggot suck dick.
Do you want to be good for him? Of course you do. You want to be good for him. You want to be a good little cum slut. And good little cum sluts always swallow. A good little cum slut always swallows. It feels so good. It feels so good to take a big load of his jizz down your throat. It feels so good to take such a huge load of his cum straight down your throat. Yes. 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 It feels so good. It feels so good. It's what you need. It's what you need. You can't get past it. Making that feeling go away. The only thing that'll cure that burning need to suck dick is by going out and sucking dick. And that's exactly what you're gonna do. You're gonna find some dick and you're gonna suck it. You're gonna take a big, hot, creamy load of cum straight down your throat. He's going to spray it all over the inside of your mouth. Shoot it all over your little faggot face. Because you are becoming a faggot. You're going to be a faggot. And I'm going to prove it. You're going to suck dick. You're going to suck so much dick. You're going
to
be a little cock-sucking slut. You're a fucking cock-sucking slut. You need to suck some dick. Wondering what's wrong? It's the fact that you don't have dick in your life. You need to suck more dick. You need to take it down the throat.
You're a faggot.
You need a big load shot all over your face.
You're a faggot and faggots suck dick.
You need to know what a faggot you are.
It's time to suck a dick.
You're a faggot.
Are you ready?
It's what you are. You can't help it. You can't help that you're a faggot. It's just what you are. It's just who you are. You're a cock-sucking faggot. And you love it. You love being a cock-sucking faggot. It's what you need. It's what you need. You need to be a cock-sucking faggot. You need to take multiple loads. You need to choke on cum. You need to go out there and find a dick to suck, or 3, or 5, or 10, or 100 dicks to suck. That's your job. That's your destiny. It's your destiny to be a cocksucker. It's in your programming. It's in every cell of your body. Faggotry. You're destined to become a faggot. It's what I want. And it's what you need. You need to be a fucking faggot. You're just a fucking faggot. Embrace that. Embrace who you are. It's fun to be a fag. Fags have so much fun. Fags have so much fun sucking all that cock. Yeah, you're gonna drink all that jizz. It's what you need. You need to drink jizz. You need a belly full of cum. What you need is to drink jizz. What you need is a belly full of cum. Do you understand? What you need is cum. What you need is dick. You need a dick. And you are going to go out and get it. Because that's what faggots do. And now it's time to wake the fuck up. I'm gonna count from 1 to 10. And as I get closer to 10, you're gonna swim up from the depths of your subconscious mind up into your conscious mind. And when I reach 10, you'll feel grounded, alert, and ready to get on with your day. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awaken. Awaken. Awaken.